Policing in Vermont has gotten very complicated. Some towns pay for their own police departments, while others hire county sheriffs for part-time coverage. And some towns don't fund any extra service. Now, a Senate committee wants to take a comprehensive look at how the state pays for law enforcement to see if there might be a better and more cost-effective way of protecting public safety. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
Second patient, possibly bitten by a dog. Seeing Tonus 4, Deluzio, responding to Fitzwilliam for second ambulance. 194, Rhododendron.
Billows Falls Police Chief Ron Lake is on the road listening to a call about a dog bite. It's about 3 in the afternoon. One day it might be a dog bite. Another day it might be a car found with 1,000 bags of heroin. That's what happened a few weeks ago.
It's a difficult, complicated situation. I've got some significant investigations going on, and I've got people complaining because I'm not writing this so-and-so a ticket for their dog pooping on the lawn, or I'm not writing enough parking tickets.
It costs a lot of money to run the Billows Falls Police Department, and taxpayers might be at the end of their ropes. At this year's annual meeting, Lake asked for a 10th officer to combat the drug problem, but the voters said no. Lake says this might be a good time to have a statewide conversation to see if there is a better way of funding law enforcement.
If that were to happen, that could be a big thing for this community. And then, of course, that opens the door a lot wider for, you know, law enforcement outside the village of Billows Falls. But if it doesn't, yeah, the burden on the taxpayers for the village of Billows Falls will continue to climb.
The financial challenges facing Billows Falls are being played out in communities across the state.
People haven't defined what they mean by public safety.
Windham County Senator Jeanette White chairs the committee that's holding a series of meetings around the state looking at policing and public safety.
Does it mean that there are certain things that rise to the level of a crime where somebody comes, and certain things that they might be there the next day to shut up your neighbor's dog? I mean, we haven't made that decision. And if we do make that decision, are we willing to pay for it? And how are we willing to pay for it?
White hopes the meetings can get to the bottom of that question. The debate goes back at least 40 years. Most of Vermont's towns don't have their own police departments. And one of the more controversial ideas that's been debated would force municipalities to provide police protection by contracting with an agency. White knows there's resistance to having Montpelier tell towns what they need. But resources are getting tighter across the board, and White says it's time to ask some tough questions and finally come up with long-range solutions.
So we've been working on the issue for a long time, but there are a lot of parts of the issue that nobody wants to tackle because they're controversial, they're going to make everybody angry, there's costs associated with them, and people don't want to take it on.
For communities that don't invest in county sheriff protection or their own police departments, the Vermont State Police has been the de facto law enforcement agency. The state police provide primary law enforcement for 200 towns, about half the population in the state. Colonel Matthew Birmingham heads the Vermont State Police.
It's an incredibly important conversation right now, especially because the state police is stretched very thin with resources. I think that this is going to have to be something that the towns have a voice in, something the state police, the county sheriffs, local police departments, we all have to come together and have this discussion to ensure that what we're doing is right for the taxpayers and it's keeping Vermonters safe, which is our mission.
Birmingham says if lawmakers decide to finally tackle the issue and put together a statewide strategy, they should take a long-range view because, for a conversation that's been going on for at least 40 years, it's worth taking some time to get it right.
I don't think we should bite off everything at once. I think that's going to be too much. It'll be too much on the taxpayers. It'll be too much on the law enforcement. But if we look and we do some surgical changes to get to a bigger picture that may take us 10 years to get to, I think that's the solution, and that's progress.
The Senate committee hearings are open to the public. They started earlier this month, and they're being held across the state until early November. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman.